Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's the Rad Reality Show. Tonight we're going to be talking The Amazing Race and The Apprentice. We'll start it off right after a quick like intro song. Let's do something. I want to do this again tonight. We did this Friday night, and I might not play the whole song, but let's play this in honor of one of the apprentice, and keep on saying prayers for him.
This next song, light it up in here. This one's called Something to Believe In. Mr. Stu Simone.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start the show. We got the little show going tonight. And tonight we have Deb on the line with us. Welcome to our show. Or you're kind of co-host. So I don't want to say welcome, but you're live. You know what I mean. Guys, I'm going to be really goofy tonight, I have a feeling. You there, Deb?
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Okay.
And, I'm not in the chat.
Tonight,
sorry.
Yeah, you know, give them a shout out though. They're full tonight.
Hey, everybody in the chat room. Hello.
BB Boston, Boom Boom Room, guest, Jess,
Paul. I know Paul's out
and,
there.
And, but you know what? Tonight we're gonna. For right now, I'm just gonna put it this way. Right now, Alan won't be joining us tonight. I'll talk more about it sometime this week, maybe. I want to talk to him before I make it official. But tonight we're going to have Paul join us. And no guests tonight. Sorry, I've just been so busy with, you know, I haven't had time to write the letters this week like I normally do, and lots of reality stars getting ready to do stuff, so I was busy. But, Paul, you're with us now.
Am I on?
Yes. You forgot to push one, too.
Well, I pushed it, and I didn't hear that normal thing. You're now in the queue, so I pushed it again.
But,
I was messing with you. No. Hi, Deb.
Hey.
Hey, guys. How was your guys' weekend, first of all? I wanted to start out because I want to talk about my weekend. Because last night, we had tornadoes in Georgia. And guess who decided to sleep through them?
I'm with you, Ron. I've done that many times myself. I guess they don't scare me as much as they used to, but
I'm petrified. I would have been the first person out looking out the window, you know, trying to see it or kind of like, you know, but I cannot believe I slept through it. I didn't even hear that they said there was thunder and lightning everywhere and everything. So, yeah. Ron was a heavy sleeper last night. And Ron,
hey, Jeff. Hi. Sorry.
So,
that was a chat room request. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I see it. Okay.
No, we had some rain here, but it wasn't too much. I don't think you really. I think all the storms they had were your way, what, about 5 days ago, Deb?
Yeah. Yeah. We had some.
Yeah, but. We had some major ones, major ones.
Now, being in a trailer is not good either, Ron.
Yeah, that's something else. I kind of, when I woke up and I went to the market and people were talking about it today, I was like, okay, I can't believe I slept through it. Now, if my mom was here, she would have had me up by.
What do you guys?
Me up.
What do you guys do in the trailer for protection? Is there a place to go out, away from your trailer or what?
I make a sign saying hello Dorothy.
I know some of those places where the trailers are, they actually have, you know, a little building somewhere, but I didn't know.
Nah, I'm not worried. I might go.
If you go, you go, huh, Ron?
Yeah, if I go, I go. Hey,
and you'll enjoy the flight.
Let's start with the Amazing Race.
Oh,
we'll talk
wow,
about
yeah.
20 minutes of the Amazing Race, and then we'll talk another 20 minutes about maybe the Apprentice tonight, and then we'll finish off with some, you know, odds and ends that we want to talk about. But the Amazing Race tonight, first of all, I think it was one of the most interesting shows that I've seen this year. What do you guys think? Deb, let's start with you.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I thought the puzzle thing was really cool.
I thought that
the
was
puzzle,
the hardest one I ever saw.
Yeah, I mean, it was really cool because it was time-consuming and then having to go and hand it to the, you know, hand the things to the people in the crowd and all that stuff. And that was just, I think, one of the coolest. I don't know that it was the most difficult task because over the years and stuff, but I mean, and it was hard, but it was one of the coolest tasks I've seen them
cool.
do. And
I wonder how cold it was. They seemed to really be affected by that.
The
temperature.
No, see, I know Jordan and Dan was cold. Which one? I can't tell the difference between Jordan and Dan.
Jordan,
I don't know which one's which.
Jordan's the taller one. He's the gay one.
Okay. I still don't know which one's which.
Which
one did the first roadblock?
That's what I was going to ask, Deb. I thought, what was the roadblock? I got him confused. What was the first one?
They both are.
The
tonight they had. Go ahead, Deb.
It was the noodle thing.
Okay.
The noodle thing was first.
So what
and
are
the second one was the roadblock
thing?
Too.
Yeah, but it wasn't part of like a choice. I mean, those the noodle thing they had to do, and I don't know if the puzzle thing I kind of had flipped over and stuff. So I don't know if the puzzle thing was a choice between that and something else. I can't remember.
No,
but they
it
had
was, it was no choice.
I've got
so, on the roadblock.
Seeing as we're talking about the noodle thing right now, I don't know if you all saw the when the credits roll at the end about the shortest guy.
Oh yeah, that he died. Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked it up. I want to see people in the chat room, and it's a little delay, so we'll give them some time. I want to see them guess how old he was. Don't say it if you know it, but let's see.
I won't.
The chat room.
I don't
knows.
Know.
But
can I guess?
Not yet. Wait for the chat room to hear it. I want to see if anybody types anything in. Somebody's probably going to research it anyway. Okay, chat. Okay.
I'm going to say about 58.
Okay, Jeff said who? Jeff, we're talking about in the noodle competition that the shortest man in the world.
The one that gave him the clue.
All right. He passed away.
Hold on. Look at this. Ben. you're not in the chat room, are you?
No.
Okay. Ben said 71. Jess said 82. And then Ben followed up by saying 114.
he died.
And then BB Boston 31. Jess looked it up. Cheater.
Wait, so how old was he?
Jess has it right, 21. Can you believe that?
No, I thought he was older.
I thought so too.
But he looked older, that's why. I mean, he looked like just a short old man.
Oh, and then they kept
getting
to that shot of that old lady with that ring. How old do you think she was? My gosh.
And you know what? Katie, I almost forgot her for a second. Katie, when she looked at him, you know, she was like, oh, how down. I just loved her. We're jumping around this amazing race thing. But first of all, I have to go back to Ben's comment. And I totally agree with Ben. I kind of wanted the cops gone. I think it was, I mean, the show, as I said, the show was a good show and everything, but I kind of was like, I knew it was going to happen.
I knew it too.
You know,
I don't know why.
And, but I wanted the cops gone. The best line of the night, you know, I'm always into listening for, you know, like funny lines in the show.
I wrote a bunch of them down. They were great tonight.
But the best one was when Michael went to, Louie, he goes, why can't we have a challenge about busting crack, you know, catching somebody in crack? I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, you know, Louie's been accused of.
He goes, I wrote it down. He goes, rodeo in Argentina. Can we get some shooting, kick a door in, chase a crackhead, something?
Yeah, I thought that was an awesome line.
Oh, I know, especially.
I said a little ironic.
Yes.
Yeah, and the Cowboys were funny tonight. The Cowboys were hilarious tonight. Some of the lines. Do you have any lines, Paul?
Oh, I do have a bunch of them. Oh, the first
throw
one.
Out.
All right, the first one was when they were in the gondolas or whatever those boats, and Brent goes, "It's like I'm in Sicily instead of Venice." And then I noticed these little things. I don't know why, but Brent and Cord jump off the boat. Cord sits there and ties the boat up to the dock instead of running. I mean, what? But when they were in the fashion thing was when they were really on a roll. Here's the one. Jets during the noodle competition, or after the noodle competition in the taxi cab, Jet says, "So apparently smoking will stunt your growth." He's talking about that little guy. And Cord in the fashion thing says,
thought for sure Jordan and Dan I thought for sure they would do that one really good, and I couldn't believe they, you know, were a little sluggish on that one.
They seem to catch. They seem to pick up, you know, some time at least. But Cord grabs a photo and says, "Well, I got a blonde," and then Cord says, "Oh, he was looking at the sketch," and he says, "Oh, looks. I think they were like purple colored long leggings or something like that." And he goes, "Well, they're either socks or tall boots." And then he goes up to one lady who hadn't put on the clothes yet, and he says, "Can I borrow your shirt?" Those are some of them that I wrote down. I guess they don't sound as funny unless you're watching it at the time.
No, they were funny. I just, something else I was thinking about when we're sitting here. Tonight, the show also had some, I think, some of the best scenery. I love when they were taking the boat trip.
I wish they did that in high def.
There was something else I was going to bring up, and I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, man. I can't remember.
Do you remember what, whether it was early or later in the show?
It was early in the show. It was, that's why I'm forgetting it. But I can't remember. Maybe if it was when you were talking, I thought about it. But
the bottom line,
it was best. It was the best. I mean, I think it was the best show since, you know, a little while. I mean, the noodle challenge was, you know, difficult, and the fashion was, you know, decent. And then they brought it back with that puzzle challenge. And the bottom line was, you know, even though they didn't eliminate the cops like I wanted them to, because I really did want to see the cops just, you know, go away. I thought it was overall one of the better shows.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. And it was also, you know, it was like 2 weeks we had to wait for it. But,
that's a good point.
Here's a question, and I've said this before that I haven't followed it that closely over the years, but is it, when they're down to four, is it uncommon that they don't have an elimination, or is it those non-eliminations vary from 1 year to the next?
No, they usually have non-eliminations on the final four. We all expected, I think, tonight to be a non-elimination, you know, leg, you know what I mean? Didn't you, Deb?
Yeah.
I mean, I pretty much did. You know, I was hoping, because I kind of thought the cops were gone. Now I remember what it was. Now I remember what it was that I wanted to talk about.
Quick, before you forget.
The Chinese and how they couldn't find their own location, and when the two cabs, I thought that was going to go on forever. I'm like, dude, get out of those cabs and find new cab drivers.
That is a major part of the show. All the episodes, it seems like, screwed up taxi cab. I mean, look at Jeff and Jordan's, when their guy got lost. I mean, it always seems like that's, and when they say, stay here, you know, I'll be right back, and they come back, and the guy's gone. And I mean, it really is a huge part of screwing up their race.
Yeah. I really think the bottom line is, like, tonight I just, you know, I think that's another reason I wanted one of those two teams to eliminate it, because I kind of, in my back of my head, was like, you know, okay, what's going to happen is, you know, neither one was going to get eliminated. Who cares? You know, you guys are running slow. You know, and that's why I wish one was eliminated tonight for us, you know, who have been watching the show for a little while. I kind of realize most of the time the Final Four is a continuation leg, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it would just not be like that tonight. You know, and that's something I wish the Amazing Race would do, is, like, switch it up a little bit. I hope people ain't having harder times in the chat room. It seems like lots of people are leaving and coming back. Sophie Yar, I'm sorry, and is known as Tank, left and came back. So, Deb, any last words on the Amazing Race tonight?
Well, as I was saying before, I liked when they were talking about how peaceful it was, and he used the word tranquil, and he didn't know what it, he's like, tranquil. And he's like, what does that mean? And he's like, peaceful, which, you know, he had said peaceful, then he said tranquil. And so he's like, he was still confused, and then he's like, I have to remember that one or something like that.
Yeah, by far the funniest pair are Jet and Cord, Dan and Jordan. I think they come up with, but I think Jet and Cord inch them out as far as being the funniest.
Yeah, I think they are funny too, and I still think Katie and Brett is, you know, my favorite still. This week I was cheering. That was something else I just remembered. When the wind took all of his pieces of puzzles, I was like, oh my gosh, that was so funny. I mean, and you could tell he was so pissed off.
Yeah.
He was like, oh my gosh.
Well, I don't remember.
Did you see that part?
Yeah, I do, and I don't remember which cowboy it was, whether it was Jet or Cord, that just said, holy cow, just quit your whining and, you know, you still have to complete the task, but that would have pushed me over the edge, I think.
Oh, me too. I mean, I do the flea markets, and sometimes we get a gust of wind, and something like starts flying from my table, you know, because I don't have no like shelter or anything, and I hate that. So, I mean, I understand what he was going through a little bit, you having to chase down puzzle pieces, and then that was just funny, and I thought that was something that was kind of, you know, unique. Deb, any other things before we move on to the next show?
Nope.
Paul, what about you, bud?
I'm let's see. No, I'm good.
Chat room, if you guys want to call in, you know, Jess, anyone who would like to call in, you guys can call in and talk about it while I do this quick little commercial, and then we'll be back with the Celebrity Apprentice stuff. And we're right now going to do a quick couple commercials.
Hey, this is April from season Big Brother 10, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show with the Sexy Ron.
Okay, give me a second. I'm running a little slow.
Oh, he's talking sexy Ron voice.
You really want it, honestly, but it's about the top five girls.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, it doesn't include him, but I think Sprinkles and Melissa is
his
part.
I want to add a part about him, but at the same time, like, how is it going to be, like, top five, but at the same time, right?
The girls and I decided to have fun. We opened a bottle of wine, and we ended up writing a song about the top five.
You wanna put that in there?
Wait,
what is that? I'm getting you girls.
Are Sprinkles on your list ain't gonna make you sick.
Hello?
So after dinner, you know, we drink a little wine. We're feeling fun and silly and tipsy, and we write a rap for Frank. We write a song. It's the cutest song ever.
Please, Sprinkles on my list ain't gonna make it to your. Oh my gosh, this is so vulgar.
Sprinkles on my lips,
so
sprinkles on my lips.
She likes the fat. She likes the
meat. Oh, they all go me.
No. Sprinkles on my lips.
Oh, how I love the sprinkles on my lips.
There were 15 in the house when we first arrived. Competition's getting steeper because we only got five. Frank is the one that we're fighting for. Fighting for the key for the basement door.
Frank told me he wouldn't be mad if I made out with any of you, so who wants to make out?
Okay, I want Sprinkle. Kiss me, seriously. No, put your lips on
No. Does anybody have mints?
No.
Does anybody have mints? Go ahead.
I don't have Sprinkles. You guys are mean. You want Sprinkles?
Do I?
Am I better?
Oh, I'm getting it. I got all sprinkles on the list.
mighty smart. Don't take a doesn't even fart. You can't break, she's got the look. She's working on a miss, got a head in the book.
Oh my god.
My best part. Moving on to Felicia, she's
mighty smart.
Doesn't take a doesn't even fart.
Hi, this is Andrew from season 13 of The Amazing Race. And when I'm not running around the world, I'm probably talking about sports or watching sports. That's why I created my own talk show called The Sports Bit on blogtalkradio.com/The Sports Bit. It features me and my buddy Zach. Join us for an hour of exciting sports talk every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time at blogtalkradio.com/The Sports Bit.
Hey, okay, now I got a couple quick commercials to talk about real quick. On Monday night, don't forget, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, me and Michelle will probably be doing our last, or the last one till, you know, Rainbow. So me and her will be doing our show. We haven't discussed guests or anything yet. We've both kind of been, you know, preoccupied. She's getting ready to go to Rainbow, me having to deal with some personal issues, as most of you guys know about already, but, you know, I'm not going to bring them up tonight. And then the second thing is Tuesday night, the return of Corey. And and I did get to talk to Corey about the Bret Michaels incident. And she is, you know, she was really praying and everything, and she was really shocked when she heard about it. And I think she might even do some phone calls before Tuesday night, and maybe we can get some, you know, insight thing. That was something that tonight, and I wanted to wait to talk about, you know, the whole Bret Michaels thing, but tonight it was kind of hard watching that show every time we see Bret.
Yeah.
Do you guys agree with me on that?
Yeah, I meant, yeah.
Well, and seeing him exercise, you know, I know it happened much later on, but it's, yeah, it was kind of strange.
Hey, can I ask a question? Okay, he what I've been hearing, and this might be a little spoiler alert, but I've heard that he had an epidemic, right?
Yeah.
Later on in the season, right?
No, it was just last week.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. When did they finish the taping of The Apprentice?
Yeah, because
so I really don't know.
The appendectomy was last week. It was after all that was probably already taped.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Okay,
I
was misunderstood by that. What I've been reading, I read it as that The Apprentice was still going on when he had that, and that was the reason he left The Apprentice.
No.
You know what I mean?
I hadn't seen that, right?
But maybe. Okay, good.
No,
good.
They said the other day in the story, and when I was reading the story, that the appendectomy, and from what I understand, or from what I read also, the appendectomy and this latest incident was something that was triggered by his diabetes. Both were triggered by his diabetes. So, which is weird to me. I mean, I didn't know that diabetes could, you know, trigger something that would make you have to have an appendectomy. But
I can't see, but I can see the brain hemorrhage maybe because diabetes is pretty much the insulin though, isn't it? But isn't it also something to do with your circulation a little bit with diabetes?
I guess it can cause different. I mean, honestly, I guess it can cause different kinds of complications. And from what I read, and I think I read this like on his official site, you know, don't quote me, but I think that's where I got that from, because I had been trying to look at his official site for information because they had claimed that some of the information that got out was incorrect. So,
all right. It's a very short, I posted it in there, but I'll read it. It's very short. This was posted on his Facebook at 11 o'clock this morning. Everyone at
Go on, finish this. But I read somewhere tonight that he doesn't have no social network.
Official Facebook says everyone at Michael's Entertainment would like to thank all fans and friends for their continued thoughts and prayers through this difficult time. At this point, Brett remains in ICU in critical condition. He is under 24-hour doctor care and supervision. We are hopeful that further tests will locate the source of the bleeding, which has still not been located. As we all know, Brett is a fighter, and we're all hopeful that once all is complete, the slurred speech, blurred vision, and dizziness, etc., will be eliminated and all functions will return to normal. So apparently when he became conscious, he did have some problems as far as slurred speech, blurred vision, and dizziness.
Right, and
yeah,
that verbiage from his official side as well. So
yeah, see, I went to try to go to his official site, and the site was down when I went to it. So,
well,
you know,
the last thing that I had posted, whenever it was, about when his dad talked to him and stuff like that, I think that story had that part in it about from his website about that as well. So,
right. I mean, like I said, I got Corey on the show Tuesday, so I'm hoping maybe she can find some information out. She can do some calls and everything. As you guys all know, Corey is pretty much my best friend. She is my best friend, pretty much. I don't know what I'm saying. She is my best friend. And she, like I said, I called her, and she was stung, you know, and as you know, her with Corey, you know, she's made some comments about Brett, but she even said in her interview yesterday that, you know, even stuff like, you know, what she said, she still is so, you know, was strung about it, you know, and I've kind of, you know, been following this whole story this weekend too, and I do have to say I give NBC kudos, big kudos tonight. Me and Deb actually was talking when they played it, and I had to rewind it real quick before the show started. But when they sent it in, NBC wanted to give out their prayers and thoughts to the family of Brett Michaels, you know. But I want to move on from Brett to the whole show, because I thought the Princess was good tonight. I really enjoyed it. It was a different kind of task. It was. I still don't. You know. Again, the endings tonight, it's got me floored. But before I say that, I kind of saw it in Brett's eyes. You know, just he could tell he's worn down his body, and you know, I never saw that. I've noticed it even before. And, you know, when he's found out about diabetes, did you guys feel that too?
I didn't really notice anything, to be honest, because it seemed like he had a lot of energy and stuff when he was doing those exercises. Actually, to me, it seemed like he was more upbeat, so I don't know.
No, I mean, there's a difference between, and, you know, I think what I was saying is, it's just in his eyes, you know, if you look at his eyes, I just noticed, you know, he kind of looked a little, you know, like, I just wonder, you know, if it's something that he's been fighting, you know, and it's just coming out, because she actually had to go into the hospital, and we just don't know about it, so. But let's move on to the task, though. Okay, first of all, the switching up the teams, perfect. I am rock solid all the way. Those three, one of those three I want to win. I don't care about the other four. Even though I like Summers Anderson, I don't care. I mean, I want one of the three or Summers Anderson, in my opinion, to win. That's my first thing. What do you guys think about the switching of the teams?
Well, I thought it was good. I mean, obviously, Maria and Brett and Sharon work more well together. I still like Curtis. I want him to win, so... Because, honestly, I don't think it's fair if Sharon wins, because she's been out, and I understand she's been out sick, blah, 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 whatever, but I really think she's gotten a pass, and I think somebody that's been there the whole time should deserves a better shot at it than her. And include Cindy in that, too, so.
I was just going to say, Cindy, I agree with you.
Yeah. And Cindy hasn't been sick. She's just been off doing her own thing. Okay, well, why did you do the show? I mean, come on. It's ridiculous, the pass that they've let Sharon and Cindy both had.
Has that happened on past Celebrity Apprentice where, I mean, people leave to do their own thing? It's almost like when they're celebrities, they feel more free to, I don't know.
I remember one time when somebody had to leave for a funeral, I think, or something, but they came right back. But I can't remember offhand if anybody in any other season has gotten this big of a pass as these two girls have. And
I have never seen it this bad.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
I have never. I really think both of them definitely were definitely the two of them have had a major pass, and I 100% agree with Deb on the whole fact that, you know, Cindy or Sharon shouldn't win. I still kind of think Sharon has done a good job, though, when she's been there, and that's why I kind of said she might win. But I really, really, Marie and Brett, and I agree with Curtis, too. I mean, I really don't know Curtis, so I think that's why I really don't care, you know. But, you know, the one person that the thing that with this task being a athletic task and everything, and her being the head of I was going to say head of household. look at me with Big Brother references during an apprentice. Project manager. Thank you, Paul. I totally forget what they're called.
I normally do. That's why.
Holly, Pete. Why didn't she call her her quarterback? Husband,
yeah,
and get some of his buddies.
Well, we don't know who all she called. So,
no,
I mean,
but my point is,
we didn't know that she didn't.
Okay, let me put it this way. I thought maybe their exercise program. See, first of all, I think the task. I misunderstood the task. I thought the winning task was the person that won the challenge by who had the best routine. See, I thought she should have used her husband and maybe got him to come in and help with the fitness part of it. You know what I mean? I just thought there was a good way to bring her husband in for the football fans, and it was, I don't know. I know you said we don't know who she called, but we do know lots of the big wigs that she called. Do you know who they were talking about? The one that donated the $50,000?
I know. His last name is Burkle, and I don't know who he is.
He's
I
looked it up. He's like a
philanthropist.
I know he contributes a lot to, like, I can't remember. He contributes a lot, like, political campaigns and stuff. He's a billionaire, basically. He's a billionaire.
Okay.
I mean, Donald knew who he was, Mr. Trump, as I should call him. I have to say this. Sharon Osbourne going to the WWE and getting John Cena to give her, you know, the WWE gave her $10,000, and then, you know, John Cena gave her $10,000, and Vince McMahon gave, you know, I thought that was really cool. And I just thought for sure she should have brought Maria, even though she just kind of, I thought it was funny, you know, they give her all the money, and Maria, you know, just got fired as the, you know, Diva, she was let go, you know, and that's where she went, her stopping grounds. So I thought that, and even Sharon kind of made a little joke to her. I don't know what, I can't remember exact words. Sharon goes, I got to go to the WWE, you know, and you can tell Maria's like, okay, have fun. Did you notice that, Deb, or was I just, am I just watching stupid stuff?
With who?
Sharon Osbourne goes to Maria. You know, she used to wrestle, you know,
yeah,
in the wrestling. And when Sharon was leaving to go to the WWE, she kind of, her and Maria's conversation before she left was kind of interesting. I just, you know, Maria was like, have fun, you know, type, you know, just in her facial expression, you could tell she was like, yeah, have fun doing that, you know.
I think I missed that part.
Being that you're a, you know, pro wrestling fan, you are more sensitive to picking up on that stuff probably than those that aren't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it was just stupid stuff that I pick up. Like, you know, it's just stuff that, you know, I think that's one thing I watch sometimes is stuff that I prefer, you know, like,
well,
that's why I think I would like to sell Rodney Pete there. You know, I would have loved to see him show up because it was somebody, and we never really saw Wiener's lead singer, even though they mentioned him twice, did we? Or did
well,
I not recognize him? Oh, Brett Michaels kept on talking about how the lead singer of Wiener was at the fitness, you know, workout with them. And I don't think we ever saw him. I don't think they ever put him on a camera. Do you remember the group Wiener?
Never heard of him.
Yes.
Me either.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now I'm showing my age, and I'm showing my
musical,
you know, music gender that, like, yeah, Brett, it's like a Brett Michaels-type band, you know, long hair, you know, metal band that and everything, but
yeah, I mean, if they're gonna be celebrity, you know, apprentice contestants, and they're gonna bring in, you know, and they have all these contacts for us fans, it's neat to see all the, you know, some of the other people like that, you know, like a Rodney Pete, you know.
Yeah, and like I said, they mentioned his name, but I don't think they ever showed him. I mean, they showed Brett. And I thought that was very untasteful. Yeah, he was, Ben. they said that the lead singer of Wiener was there. You watch it again, but they never showed him.
Hmm. I wouldn't have known anyway whether they showed him or not. So.
No, he said Brett was referring to a move that Kip Wiener makes on stage. No, I think he showed up, though. I'm just not positive. But I know they kept on talking about him and everything.
What did you think about... now, I didn't think... I know Sharon got pissed, but I don't think there was anything wrong with Holly bringing up the fact that Sharon said that she... earlier, that she wanted to go home. I don't see anything... I mean, Holly is not one of my favorite people, but she's right. Why shouldn't she bring it up? I mean, it is a competition, and Sharon did say that. So, and I don't think it's tattletaling. I mean, you know, you're talking about going home, and that's a big thing. If somebody says that they want to go home.
Yeah.
But I still think.
I thought it was for one reason. She was not, the question was, you know, I just don't think it was appropriate because she was on the other team.
But
and
who cares?
Because
it doesn't matter.
First of all, Donald, I don't think was Donald wasn't even talking about you know that kind of situation. You know what I mean? It was kind of like it was kind of more of a slam on, you know, Sharon than a you know what I mean? I mean. First of all, that's when I knew it was not going to be an elimination, first of all, was when they kept them in the boardroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, I see what you're saying. You know, it was okay for her to say it, you know, but I still think, you know, for her to say it and her being on the other team, you know, she should have kept her...
But Donald asked all. Donald was even going to ask. I had asked them all who should go home. I mean, I know it was, you know, And he's always asking all of them who should go home. So what's, I don't see any difference in, you know.
No, I agree with you in a sense of, like, I just don't know if I would have, you know, brought up, you know, a conversation like that. You know what I mean?
But if you look at it this way, too, you know, when it gets down to it, they're all going to be working as individuals at some point.
Right.
To me, it's a smart move because she's trying to get rid of her one of her biggest competition. You know what I mean?
No, and that's where I agree with you. I mean, I also think the fact that she did it and she was on the other team. You know, I know they're individuals and everything, and I know he asked who she could have still covered it by saying just Sharon because of another reason, maybe because she's been less, you know, of a worker.
What's the difference between making up an excuse and saying, hey, Sharon said she wanted to go home? I mean,
because,
I don't.
First of all, I think I agree with you, but I also kind of see where Sharon could have been upset about that. You know what I mean? Maybe that's what I'm saying. You know, Sharon.
Well,
let me put it this way. Here, Paul. Let me say this. You ever thought about, like, it's like this? Like, I've said this to Paul maybe one time. You know, Paul, I'm ready to quit the show. You know, why don't I quit the show? You know, and I say it to Paul just because, you know, I said it, you know, to Paul. It doesn't mean that I really want to quit the show. I'm just maybe so, you know, frustrated because, you
know, at that moment.
At that moment. So for Sharon, it's to be brought up in a boardroom. You know, I just thought that was.
Well, here's my.
Because he doesn't like quitters.
Yeah, here's my take.
Donald does not like quitters.
Yeah, every boardroom, Trump is always trying to get people to call somebody else out, you know, and to get, I mean, every time he's trying, and they so many times say, well, I don't want to say this person or I don't want to say that person, and he keeps after him. And I think by this point, when they've been in that boardroom, you know, half a dozen times now, they start to say things, you know, to take the target off of them and maybe put it on somebody else. I mean, it is a competition, you know, like Deb said. And so.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, I mean, in a sense, but.
Before I forget it, scrolled off the chat thing again, and I'm curious as well, not having watched a lot of Celebrity Apprentice, because they didn't eliminate somebody, do they eliminate two next week, or does it work that way? Or fire?
I'm going to say no. I think because Michael Johnson was left and because we've had so many, like with Michael Johnson going, I think they're a week ahead.
Okay.
You know, or they're, you know, kind of like have the spot to fill. So that's why he was able to push them along. And I do respect them not firing nobody this week. Last week, I kind of felt like they should have done that, too. This week, I again feel the same way. Because they both raised a shitload of money.
Yes. And that was, what was her, Holly saying that she was going to write out a check for Sharon? I thought that was a nice gesture, even after she said, you know, she tattled.
Yeah.
Right. You know, the thing is, the them going out and raising that money, they do that within, and I don't know, you know, we don't, you know, I know we see only experts, you know, there's a lot, it's probably, you know, time between the, you know, the task and all, but even Holly mentioned, I don't know how many times Holly said this tonight, this is fast notice for her to do this. Normally she has more time, and the time of, you know, it was probably, I want to say about a 24-hour period, maybe 48-hour period that she raised that money in. Oh, my gosh. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, she raised a shitload of money. a shitload of money. And
in that short period.
Oh my gosh. I just it's such a short period of time, and it was a great show, and anybody that, you know, still can watch it over there on the West Coast, you should go and watch The Apprentice tonight.
And whoever might have cable with on demand, I know mine is on demand as well. If they missed it, they can always go back and watch it there.
I see we have some new chatters that come in. Oregon Beaver, welcome. I see.
Oregon Beaver is Tracy, right?
Yeah, Tracy.
Yeah.
he's outed. Did you not hear that?
Yeah.
He was outed last.
That's funny. That was funny.
I love Tracy. Hi,
yeah.
Tracy. Seen in the last 2 years in Rainbow.
And also, Deb, give a shout out to Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Seriously, Lori. And then I was going to say Big John. Big John, this is the chat room. You come in and you don't get banned in. That's my new motto for Big John.
That's right.
Tracy, I'll see you this week.
Hey, speaking of which, if you're going to bring that up, Deb, it seems like you were trying to test what you might use this weekend, next weekend, as far as a stream or something. Have you figured out which one you'll try to use or not yet?
I'm not sure, because I have my iPhone, and I should be able. The only thing I tested here was it on my Edge technology, and it's kind of like, I mean, it doesn't move right, you know, when you watch it on the Twitcasting or the Ustream, but I'm hoping to do the Wi-Fi at the resort, and hopefully it'll give a little bit better video and stuff. I'm still going to try to Ustream. I'm taking I have one of those mini laptop things.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to try to.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question, and I'm going to put you in the spot a little bit. We have a show Thursday and Sunday. Is it possible we can maybe not expect you to first call in? Or can we maybe, if you can get a single, will you be trying to call in and maybe give us some heads up with Rainbow for those shows? Or do you want to talk to me later?
No, that's fine.
I was kind of thinking if you can get a single out, I would love for us to have, you know, at least a update, you know, and maybe you can get it so, you know, like spur of the moment guests, and maybe we'll, you know, not talk about, you know, the shows that night as much as we normally do, you know what I mean? That's up to you, I mean, if you want to.
The only thing is that since that is on the West Coast time, the Sunday show might work a little better because the show comes on later, you know, because your show comes on later, because
I was thinking about not talking the show at all. If you can get called in, you know, if you can come in and call in.
What day are you going to arrive, Deb?
Well, I get there on Thursday afternoon, and actually, Cowboy is staying with me the night before.
Maybe
when
you get there Thursday, you can try out, you know, some of the, you know, technology or whatever, and let us know so we can see how it's working on our end.
Yeah, I'm probably going to test it while I'm there. The golf stuff I may have to kind of tape on my phone or on my digital camera and then upload to my Ustream or even my YouTube later. But like the Wi-Fi while I'm there at the motel or while we're doing our karaoke stuff or wherever we're at around that area, I'll try to hook into the Wi-Fi. So when I get there, when me and Cowboy get there Thursday afternoon, I'll test it out, and you can watch on my Twitter to see if it's doing all right, because I probably won't be able to look at it myself until later.
Hey, I want to pick up this call because we have a call, and I want to, let's see who it is, because I think it might be who I think it is. 503.
Yeah, it's me. It's Tracy.
Tracy.
The one, the only.
Oh, I'm whining.
Someone else.
Oh, who else is me? Oh, Gail doesn't have 503. Who else would be coming from the Portland area?
It's only me. I thought it was D.C. must be 502 then.
Don't get Oregon wrong.
Oregon.
No, I'm going to say it like everyone else says it on here. It's Oregon.
Don't confuse it, please.
That's funny. Oregon, isn't it?
There you go. I don't care. Like I care at this point. It's Oregon. We're forgot about by most of the country anyway, so why not everyone else get it wrong?
So is that one of the states, or is that like from Russia?
It's close enough to Canada. I'll join Canada. Why not? We're close enough.
I hear some rainbow talk.
Yes. We're talking
rainbow. Yep, and there was a chat question, and I want to answer it real quick. It doesn't look like I will be able to go.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
With the stuff that I've dealt with this last week and this week, I'm hoping maybe to still look for a plane ticket and maybe last minute type thing. But
Save it up for Vegas.
Yeah, I can go to Vegas though.
Yes, you can.
Vegas.
Make it up then, right?
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I was planning on doing is start putting a dollar away. I think if I put a dollar away, maybe, and then
go
to Vegas and then like put them all in the slot machines, I can win. You know.
Done. Then you're paid for your trip right there.
Yeah.
I was just calling the bug. I didn't want to interrupt anybody. I don't know what you could subject.
Hold on one second. I'm going to tell you guys this. I don't know any information, but I do know from one of the organizers that's going up there that Kale and her hubby are planning a big surprise for some of the people that are attending, and I have no idea what it's about. So,
thanks. Needed that. Just tease a little bit more. Not that it's not here soon enough, but that's all right.
Hey guys, I have to make a quick shout out before I forget. And
shout
the stream
it.
Is over with. Yeah. I have to shout out to Shima, and Paul will know what I'm talking about. Yesterday, I checked my Twitter, and she told me thank you, and she actually tweeted this, I think, to Paul actually, but she mentioned us as the Red Reality Show as one of the shows, and me, you know, and I think she addressed me pretty much in the second one,
yep.
For supporting her, and I do have to say. I do support Shima, and I am glad that she was been able to be part of our show, and that I took the guts because I didn't. For a little while there, I was a little paranoid, so I wanted to give that shout out before on the stream left. Thank you, Shima, for keeping me.
I was so tickled that she made that effort to tweet that because it was like, does she really? Remember that fondly, and she really did. So that was a nice thing.
And guys, I hate to interrupt. I just wanted to catch these before the stream. It was so cool talking to Nicomas yesterday on Nikki's The BB Hour. If you missed it, catch. It's just the first like 15 minutes. You can catch it on Blog Talk Radio, or if you have your Real Player, I think they have that archived there. But it was so cool, and Paul was able to talk to her. And I can't wait to Vegas. If this is not done before then, when Nicomas and Cowboy can maybe meet up. I know Cowboy knew she was on there, but I don't know if he was able to hear any of it. I don't think he did. He might have listened to the podcast, but it was great catch Nicomas. I'm hoping to get Nicomas on my show before. I know right now I think she's a little busy. Her birthday is today, so.
Today was Nicomas' birthday, but she left this morning for her long westbound journey. So I don't know how long.
Yeah. I'm kind of like going to have to. But, hey, the stream is about ready to go. But, hey, stay with us. Stay with us. We always go over a little bit, and I'm willing to go just a tad longer because I wanted to talk. There was a couple more. I know there's a bunch of more shit that I had to.
There's always shit to talk about.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of stuff. Oh, now I remember. You guys are going to have to listen to this because I'm going to discuss Russell.
Bring it.
Guys, I wanted to discuss Russell before. we move on tomorrow. I'm hoping maybe we can get a guest. Maybe that's what I should do. I should get a guest for that about this subject. But, you know, I really, after hearing some more of the reports about the whole Russell thing, I kind of wanted to address that. I think the guy has a temper, first of all. I think the guy, you know, does maybe push some buttons, you know what I mean?
And I would hope so.
But this time I think he was actually innocent, maybe.
Kind of the victim of a circumstance, kind of. Victim of a circumstance, meaning he...
Tracy, let me ask, did you happen to listen to Nikki's show yesterday?
I did not.
Yeah, I did. You know. Hey, Deb, have you heard anything more about Russell?
No.
Yeah, it sounds like the girl even took, you know, the girl has, you know, said that he was trying to help her, that he wasn't trying to attack her or anything. And the cop, he's going to sue the cop, actually, by what I've read on TMZ for doing the stuff that he did.
Cool.
You know, there's Paul.
I'm sorry?
What were you going to say about Nikki's show? About?
Well, Nikki is good friends with somebody that knows Russell very, very well. Nikki...
Yeah, I think I know who it is. So
Nikki spent quite a bit of time talking with this person who has been a friend of Russell's probably since high school days. That they go back that far back. So it's a personal friend of Russell's. Nikki took enormous amount of notes and did a blow-by-blow of everything that happened, and... It really does sound like he's getting set up, and I always say you got to hear all the information before we make judgments. And knowing that she's talking to a longtime friend of Russell's, I do take what she told us to be fact.
Yeah, and I believe I know who the longtime friend is, and I think we all might know who she is. I'm not saying no names. Please don't say the name, Paul.
Wasn't going to.
I warned him. But I think we all know who we're talking about. Yeah, I think she probably talked to her and everything. So I think, you know, I'm going to try to get a hold of this one person that I know, too, about the situation. And maybe see, you know, I know Russell maybe can't talk about it, but I thought maybe we can get a hold of his wife. So maybe that's something I will try to do.
You know, the worst part about it is that Russell is someone who's playing he wants to be on Survivor because he wants to play the game and just play the game and get that experience. He wasn't on there for any attention whore or anything like this. So a few other people who are on the show might say, well, any fame is good fame. You know that saying? But for him, it's like, he doesn't need this, you know, but he was there to play the game. Any other one might, you know, Survivor cast member might say, well, you know, it's just good to have my name in the, you know, out there. And, you know, anything's good. But for him, he's like, he just wanted to play the game. The fame part of it, he doesn't care less about. So that part of it, you know, doesn't, you know, help him out in any way. Because
the other thing is, he would have revealed this if he wasn't on this season. But Russell's story about being a oil company owner is just a story. He is not at all. It was character that he was playing, and I'm sure if he was able to, once he got off last season, he would say, hey, by the way, guys, you know, kind of a fair play type of story.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree, and I totally, we all know about this situation of, you know, I think many of us knew that, you know, he was just playing a character, that he's not really that rich, and, you know, he's probably, and I loved, like, what Nikki said, you know, he lives in a trailer, he, you know, I think that's what, didn't she say that?
Yeah, that he had that long ago. You know, I don't think recently, but, you know, maybe a few years back was in a trailer, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just, you know, overall my point is that he had the same kind of life, you know, as you and me. Yep. So, yeah, so my point is of the conversation.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but she said, my God, if he was a millionaire, do you think he wouldn't have fixed his tooth?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. I think Kristen said that too, when she was on the show one time when we were talking about her, Russell.
Well, they get enough money in stipend and per diem per week, you know, just be on the show, they could pay for a few things. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, definitely if he had the money, he would. I've always wanted to ask that same question.
He did win fan favorites, so maybe he got it fixed.
Well, the $100,000 that he won, it was what he used to purchase the bar that this all happened at.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Maybe he will not win again. Do you think he's going to win again? I don't, but personally, but I think Boston Rob will.
All right. Tracy, I'm a kind
yes.
of, I'm speaking of Rainbow, I'm a kind of a weather geek. It was part of my job for many years, and
I
know
like
places to follow the weather, and it 3 days ago, it was looking like it was going to be beautiful. Then 2 days ago, it looked like it was being rainy and cold. Today, it looks like
what?
Maybe it's going
you
to be nice
table
for Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
You know, we should table this conversation till tomorrow night.
All right, let's do that.
And basically, I want you to call in tomorrow night with a
Weather forecast for Paul and everybody else. I'll do a weather forecast because, you know, I know everything about the Oregon weather being here for 34 years, so.
So
I definitely will do that.
Before you do, I've got a question.
Yeah, ask away.
Are the mountainous areas affected differently? Do they often have different kind of weather than where you are in Portland?
I want to say yeah, by far, but long story short, not a whole lot. I mean, if it's going to be raining in the Portland area, it's going to be raining in the mountainous areas.
Yeah,
we're less than an hour away from the mountains, so it's not affected that much differently.
Well, you know, when I was looking at the weather for Portland and for Blue River, which is the closest thing to Rainbow there, it's like for Thursday and Friday, the high is 53 and 56 in Portland.
I'm so glad I'm not camping out then.
It's not going to be the best.
And then it's rainy. And then on Thursday and Friday in Blue River, it's the high is 70 degrees. Now, it's rainy both of those days, but 70 and 73 degrees. So,
all right, I got to tell you, I told Kathleen Mamusi, being a weather guy, I know that forecasts aren't going to be that accurate much more than 4 or 5 days out at the most. She came back and she said, I just yelled at Howie for talking like that, you know, and I'm going to yell at you. So I said, whoops.
Wait a minute. It's Oregon. It really is 5 minutes. You wait and the weather will change. Or a day. Monday was supposed to be beautiful and sunny and 70s. It's now rainy and 50s. So, yeah, that's like within a day change. So that's what you're looking at.
The point is you've got to get – when you see a forecast, basically don't count on it unless you're about 4 days out at the most.
There you go. Exactly. If that.
And if you have tornadoes, don't sleep through them like I do.
Yeah.
Hell no. Crazy. What the hell is that all about?
Last night.
That's just nuts. God, that's nuts.
Know they were going, huh?
We don't have that here in Oregon. We don't have any extreme weather. There's nothing to worry about. There's no tornadoes or anything, hurricanes or anything. So we're kind of escaped that. But
you guys not get hurricanes up that far?
We don't get crap. We just get rain for a lot of days. That's it. That's as close to a hurricane we get. A little bit of wind and a lot of rain. Wow, it's not even close.
Did
I mean, a flash flood.
Water up there? Why,
yeah,
why
I mean,
I don't understand.
It's because mountains and whatnot. I mean, the cold air and the cold water, we don't get anything off the coast that really affects us other than a small storm system that really, compared to the rest of the country that gets extreme weather, we look at
weather.
We get like 7 a year in the state of Oregon, 7 hurricanes, and they're usually out in the middle of nowhere in Timbuktu. Who gives a shit?
Wow.
But I'd like to have some.
I'd
like to have
a reality show.
I know. Wouldn't it be great? We have a show during Rainbow, and then all of a sudden a freak hurricane or a tornado comes through Rainbow. That would be awesome. Or not. Right, Deb?
You're a crazy man.
You know what? I had some wine tonight. I don't drink wine, but I had some wine tonight in memory of you guys, or Michelle, I mean, at least. So
say,
I'm feeling.
Michelle's not here. You guys,
I'm feeling
you guys,
good.
It's the round night. But,
yeah, that's all we need. Come on, really?
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Time to say bye.
Call it the quits. Yeah, it's time to say goodbye. And I'm going to watch the rest of Kendra. I found the show last week, and I liked it.
Oh, have fun with that, Ron. Have fun.
Who wouldn't like watching Kendra?
I love it.
Kendra, if anybody, you know, you guys all know who Kendra is, right?
Yeah.
Of course I do.
Deb,
I've masturbated
Deb,
to her. Come on, let's go.
Deb, I mean, Kendra is.
Yes.
Pregnant and.
You didn't go there, right?
I went there and back again. That's what I went.
Okay.
Jesus.
All
right, let's save it for tomorrow, huh?
You had to call in one time for a Crazy Crackers show.
Please believe that is my level, Ron. That is more my level.
Yes, most definitely. You would crack Corey up.
I edit myself more than I should. I edit myself. So, to be honest, even at the Rainbow thing the last 2 years, I have edited myself when I'm around the house guests and whatnot because there's no competing with them. Or if I tried, it would be all caught up in craziness. So I like to stay in the background. But why are we talking about me? Moving on. We're getting out of here.
Got to quickly ask, Tracy, because of where you're living, do you know any people with the last name Markison?
I know nobody with that last name.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, that was easy. Anymore?
Yeah.
I like easy shit.
Who's? No, I'm just joking.
Don't even try it. That'll hurt my brain. Good night.
Good night.
We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Tracy. Thanks,
Deb.
Good
night. Good night.
Paul.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, I want to kick it off with a. No, I'm just gonna say fuck. And you know.